If you've ever tried to create change in your life, even just a small change such as learning something new, then chances are you've probably experienced at least a little self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is where we either consciously or more commonly unconsciously act and behave in a way that prevents us from reaching our goals and achieving the results we want. Today on I Love Me, the podcast, you'll learn how to avoid walking down self-sabotage lane so you no longer trip yourself up.
Love, 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 I love me.
Simple, inspiring lessons in self-love. Hi, gorgeous, it's Tamara here. Okay, let's start with being totally honest. There's really only one person that gets in the way of us doing the things that we want to do in life and achieving the goals we set for ourselves. And that person is our very dear self. As confronting as that sounds to say that we are responsible for our own stumbles in life, it's kind of true. But while that may sound heavy, it's also empowering. Because if we're the ones sabotaging ourselves, then we're also the ones who can break that pattern so we can have the life we desire, so we can live happily right now. And that's what I want to share with you today, why we self-sabotage. So next time you're trying to create some sort of change or move towards something new, you'll have a deeper awareness of what to look out for so you don't let those old patterns of behavior trip you up. So let's use anxiety as an example here, because anxiety affects a lot of people and is often something people wish they could be free of. You decide you're going to actively take steps to eliminate the anxiety you experience. To do this, you pick up a book that promises to give you the tools you need to overcome anxiety. The first thing the book recommends is to start meditating, so that you can gently calm those negative thoughts that put you into an anxious state, so you can have more awareness around the way that you think. So you decide to start meditating from the brief guidance the book offers you, or maybe you decide to delve deeper into the world of meditation and enroll in a course like The Way of Self-Love, which takes you on a journey with meditation. And so you start meditating. And you feel quite drawn to meditating because after that initial resistance, it gives you a chance to chill out, a chance to be with yourself. As you continue reading your book, it says that coffee puts the body into a state of anxiety. You think, I really like my coffee, but you know what? I'm going to give this a try. In a future episode, I'll share why I don't drink coffee anymore. So if you're wondering why you may not want to continue on the coffee bandwagon, keep listening out for that episode. Over the next couple of weeks, you ease your way off coffee until it's no more part of your life. Between reading about how to rid yourself of anxiety, meditating, and now living coffee-free, you're starting to feel great. The anxiety you're experiencing hasn't been showing up in the same way as it used to, and when it does arise, you're able to calm yourself down really quickly. You have tools. Life seems to be going really well until the resistance kicks in. All of a sudden, life gets busy, and you miss a few mornings of meditation. Then you have a night where you don't sleep so well, which triggers off the urge to reach for the coffee. You've always used coffee to help you get through those more difficult days, so you use it now. Before you know it, it's been 2 weeks since you meditated. You're back drinking 2 cups of coffee a day, and you're feeling really anxious all the time. Maybe you totally forgot about the book you were reading, or perhaps you think, well, that didn't work, did it? I'm as anxious as ever. Your plans to become anxiety-free are now a thing of the past. You go back to living with anxiety, managing just. Has something like this happened to you? Maybe not with anxiety, but when you've been trying to create some other change in your life or learn something new. Did you find you were taking some really positive steps only to hit resistance? Maybe the resistance wasn't so obvious, but somehow you got off course. Life got busy. That's a common one. Or you got distracted by life. If your answer is yes, then you're certainly not alone. This happens to everyone. So let's look at why this happens. When we're living our life doing the things that feel comfortable, not always enjoyable or positive, but comfortable nonetheless, we're essentially living inside our comfort zone. When we're inside our comfort zone, we know what to expect. We may not like the results we get, but it's familiar, and that's what makes it comfortable. Our thought systems, our beliefs, they support this way of living. Perhaps you have a deep entrenched belief of, I need to do a lot to achieve. And so you make decisions and take actions that lead to a pretty hectic, drama-filled life, a very full and exhausting life. You say you want more ease in your life, but you keep inviting in things that make it anything but. You do this because on some level, you actually don't believe it's possible to get lots done to be productive if you're not stressed off your head. And so the pattern continues and makes you feel super anxious all the time, stressed and anxious. Then you decide enough's enough and you get on the meditation coffee-free bandwagon. Now this is completely counter to how you lived your life before, totally out of your comfort zone. So out of your comfort zone that at some point, because you have beliefs that support being busy all the time and anxious, you hit resistance. Now I know I've said this already, but stay with me for a moment. You hit resistance because you're doing something that goes against what you currently believe. Remember, it's out of your comfort zone. There is a natural inclination for all of us to want to stay in our comfort zone, even if it's not getting us the results we want. Why? Because we know it so well. It feels safe. It feels safe because it's familiar, not because it's necessarily serving us. Take a train, for example. It runs on its train tracks. It's safe for the train to stay on its train tracks. If it wants to take a new direction, then you need to build new train tracks. You can't just steer it in a new direction and hope it goes that way. The new train tracks you need to build within yourself are new thinking patterns. You need to carefully examine the beliefs you hold and replace them with beliefs that will support you in going in that new direction in life. You see, beliefs are responsible for the thoughts we have. Our thoughts make us feel a certain way. How we feel dictates the actions we take and the decisions we make. And those actions and decisions lead to very specific results. If you're holding beliefs that don't support the results you want, then you need to change the beliefs. If you don't change the beliefs, then as you try and create those new results, you'll hit up against resistance and you'll most likely self-sabotage. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. In order to avoid self-sabotage, we need to make sure our beliefs match the results we want. I share more about how our beliefs work in episode 2, Programmed for Love. So have a listen to that. And if you want to learn a really easy but super powerful way of changing your beliefs, this is the core focus of my online program, Remarkable Relationships. I'll put a link in the show notes. Now, while changing your beliefs is a crucial part of creating transformation minus the self-sabotage, you also need to be aware that resistance is a natural part of creating change. Resistance is part of the process of change. the resistance arises to let you know that your beliefs don't match up with the results that you're working towards. So in that way, the resistance is a sign on the path to change, letting you know, hey, you're doing so well. You've made some great progress. Now, in order to maintain that progress and keep moving forward, you need to change your beliefs so they match the results you want. That way, you can maintain those results. See how the resistance is a positive thing? It's showing you your next step on the path to transformation. Yet usually at this time, when the resistance kicks in, people tend to give in to the pull to return to their old behaviors and patterns. They start drinking the coffee again, or they stop meditating. They give up right before the breakthrough. Yet this time of resistance that happens to everyone when they're trying to create change is what I call the breakdown before the breakthrough. The breakdown being the resistance, the breakthrough being the decision not to give in to old patterns and continue on to the result you want. How do you not give in to the resistance, especially when it's so strong? Firstly, you recognize that the resistance is all part of the process of change. It's not a sign that you're doing things wrong. It's not showing you that this thing you want is too hard or out of your reach. It's not a signal to give up. It's a key part of the process. Simply knowing this, knowing that as you embark on the healing journey, that you will hit resistance, can help bolster your commitment so you hang in there. With this kind of awareness, you can consciously choose not to give in to those old behaviors. At this time, when the resistance feels the strongest, this is when you need to recommit to the path of change. Look at your beliefs and thinking patterns. Notice how you tend to self-sabotage. We all have specific self-sabotage tactics that we use. Maybe yours is procrastination. Or perhaps you tend to unconsciously pick a fight with your husband and that gives you less time to do things like meditate. I'm using meditation here as an example of something you may be doing to help enact change, but please know not every growth path includes meditation. Bring your conscious awareness to how you self-sabotage. Do you have a tendency to drink more alcohol when you feel resistance emerge or when emotions start to surface? Do you exercise or engage in physical activities that you know only hurt your body? Do you stay up late so you feel exhausted the next day and simply must have that cup of coffee? Notice these self-sabotage tactics. Identify them, make note of them. We all have them. And then refuse to give them energy. Consciously choose not to cave into those old mind tricks. Choose to think and act differently. Choose to think and act in a way that someone with the results that you want would think and act. Up all of your self-love practices. Meditate twice a day. Visualize and focus on all the change you want to create, how you would feel having already created that change. Make that your absolute priority. Stick to all of the changes you've made thus far. Prioritize them above anything else, regardless of what other distractions might try to pull you away from them. Let your self-care practices bolster you through the resistance. If life gets busy, that's a sign that some self-sabotage is underfoot. And you need to be ever so vigilant not to let the busy steal you away from the transformation you're on path to. Whatever you do, stay committed. If you do, you will get the breakthrough. Honestly, you will. Like I said, that resistance is a sign that you're on the verge of actually getting what you want. Don't quit right before the magic happens. Don't pop your balloon before it's had a chance to lift off, so to speak. Know that the resistance is part of the journey, not a sign to give up. Especially when you're trying to create a big change, maybe a change you haven't quite managed to create in the past. If you know this, then the journey is usually easier. Simply being ready for the resistance and self-sabotage tactics to rear their ugly heads, that prepares you. You know what to look out for so you don't get caught off guard. I know when I work with my clients as part of my one-on-one intensive, simply having someone explain this, that resistance is part of the process and that it will kick in at a certain point in the program, makes all of the difference in helping them stay on track and then create the results they want. This is why I was inspired to record this episode for you, to let you know what to expect on the road to self-love so you can be ready for it. For when you know what to expect, it won't catch you out, or at least not so easily. So let's recap. Whenever you decide to create change in your life, try something new, set out on the path of self-love, or deepen into your existing self-love, remember that there'll be a honeymoon period where things seem to be going well. Then, resistance will kick in. This is the breakdown before the breakthrough. Knowing this will happen means you can be ready for it. So that as soon as you start to notice that resistance, you can start to do more of the things that were helping you get the new results you were wanting to create. You do more self-love activities to support you as you move through what is essentially a rewiring of your brain, a reprogramming of the way you do life, building new railroad tracks to a new destination. If you can consciously keep yourself on task, then you will get your breakthrough. And at this point, you'll know that you've just created some new pathways in your brain, some new belief systems that have helped you step into a deeper relationship with yourself. And because your commitment to staying on track is crucial, next week, we'll explore the act of committing to your relationship with you. If you're finding these episodes are helpful in creating change in your life, I would be so grateful for a short review or rating. And remember, you can bust through self-sabotage patterns. You simply need to be ready for them. Thanks for listening. And if you're loving what I'm sharing on I Love Me, the podcast, and want to dive deeper into self-love, take a peek at my online school, gettingnaked.com.au, where I teach you how to strip off the layers of childhood conditioning so that you can fall in love with you. Sign up for your free self-love starters kit there. And if you do enroll in any of my programs, know that a percentage of profits go to planting trees, so together we can rerobe Mother Earth.
I love me.